Surah Yusuf, verses 30-35.
Imra'atu al-Aziz turawidu fataha an nafsih. We are on page 332 and looking at the fourth ruku of Surah Yusuf, ayah number 30-35. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, and we're continuing with the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, the previous passage we read about the seduction of the wife of the minister. وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ إِمْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ تُرَاوِدُ فَتَاهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. And some ladies of the city spitefully gossiped and said, the chief minister's wife is attempting to seduce her young slave boy. How despicable it is for her to be infatuated with a slave boy. قَدْ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّا. She is surely smitten with passionate love. إِنَّا لَنَرَاهَا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. We really consider her to be in clear error. Ayah 31. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنْ. When she heard about their malicious and taunting talk, أرسلت إليهن, she invited them to a banquet, وأعتدت لهن متكأ, and prepared a fine seating for them to recline and indulge. So when they arrived, she placed an assortment of fruit before them, which had to be cut and sliced with knives. And وآتت كل واحدة منهن سكينا, and she handed each one of them a knife, which appeared to be just appropriate considering the fruits before them, but with which she wanted them to actually cut themselves as they beheld Yusuf alayhi salam's unparalleled beauty. فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ, and after preparing the setup, she sent for Yusuf alayhi salam, who was not present at this location and unaware of what was going on, and she said, أُخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِنَّ, and she said to him, come out before them. So Yusuf alayhi salam innocently appeared before them. فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ, but when they saw him, قَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ, they were so dazzled by his beauty that they slit their hands instead of cutting the fruit. وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ, and they exclaimed, حَاشَ لِلَّهِ, good Lord, مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا, this can never be a human. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ, this must be a noble angel. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given Yusuf alayhi salam half from the entire share of beauty. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given half a portion to Yusuf alayhi salam. And with all of that beauty and perfection, he remained chaste and pure. So they said, this must be a noble angel. This cannot be a human being. Ayah 32. قَالَتْ فَذَلِكُنَّ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَّنِي فِيهِ. So she said, this is the same person for whose love you criticize me. وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِي, and I definitely sought to seduce him. فَاسْتَعْصَمْ, but he remained totally chaste and pure. Then to threaten and warn Yusuf alayhi salam, she said, وَلَئِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا آمُرُهُ, and if he does not do as I wish, لَيُسْجَنَنَّ, he will certainly be imprisoned. وَلَيَكُونَمْ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ, and he will then be totally disgraced by being in the company of the worst elements of society in a prison. The ladies who were present, ayah 33, the ladies who were present also suggested to Yusuf alayhi salam and pressurized him to give in for her desire. For after all the kindness and care she had extended to him, Yusuf alayhi salam, upon hearing the talk and realizing the intensity of the plot, prayed to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he made dua and he said, قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ, O my Rabb, السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ, prison is more dearer to me, مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيَّ, than what they invite me to. وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنْ, and if you do not turn their cunning plot away from me, أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ, I may incline to what they suggest, وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ, and be of those who act in total ignorance. Though the Anbiya are infallible and pure from sin even before prophethood, this remark reflects the humility of Yusuf alayhi salam. Ayah 34, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّ, So his Lord responded to his supplication. فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنَّ And he turned their cunning plot away from him. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ Surely he is all hearing who listens to the supplications of those who call out to him. And العليم And who is all knowing of their conditions. ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُمْ Ayah 35 And so after seeing all the signs of his chastity and innocence, despite being convinced of it, it occurred to them that he should be imprisoned for a while so that all talk in the city about this could subside and the matter could be forgotten. Let's do the tilawat of this ruku, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وقال نسوة في المدينة امرأة العزيز تراود فتاها عن نفسه قد شغفها حبا إنا لنراها في ضلال مبين فلما سمعت بمكرهن أرسلت إليهن وأعتدت لهن متكئا وآتت كل واحدة منهن سكينا وقالت اخرج عليهن فلما رأينه أكبرنه وقطعن أيديهن وقلن حاش لله وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ قَالَتْ فَذَلِكُنَّ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَّنِي فِيهِ وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ فَاسْتَعْصَمْ وَلَئِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا آمُرُهُ لَيُسْجَنَنَّ وَلَيَكُونًا مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ قال رب السجن أحب إلي مما يدعونني إليه وإلا اصرف عني كيدهن أصب إليهن وأكن من الجاهلين فاستجاب له ربه فصرف عنه كيدهن إنه هو السميع العليم ثم بدا لهم من بعد ما رأوا الآيات ليسجننه حتى تاحين آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك